HQ presents Barefoot on the Beach by Caitlin Duncan. Read by Jennifer Woodward. Chapter 1. All Renee Clark wanted was to be alone to complete her work in peace. Waking up at the crack of dawn on a Sunday was her routine for claiming the private office at the co-working space in downtown West Cove. But the tapping on the glass in front of her was hard to ignore. Renee focused hard on her screen, hoping Darby, the maintenance manager of the building, would move along. When she finally met his eye, he grinned with his large and brilliantly white false teeth. Renee removed her headphones and placed them on the wooden desk. The calming sound of waves from the ocean soundtrack faded away. The rush wasn't anything compared to at home, where she could hear the ocean roaring in real time. But it was bearable twice a week when she removed herself from the comfort of her small office in the corner of her bedroom. The days she chose to work in the office building downtown were after her father Marcus's bocce nights at the local club, when he required more sleep. Renee didn't mind the distance either, since their two-bedroom home wasn't exactly spacious, and at 33 years old, she needed her own space, too. "Good morning, Darby."
"Good morning, Miss Clark," Darby said through the glass.
He continued to smile, and Renee had no idea how long they'd have to make pleasantries. There were times he talked to her for the entirety of the time she was there, and a few instances where it was a quick hello. It was the way of small towns. Normally, Renee wouldn't have minded, but her working time outside the house was precious, especially since she was paying by the day.
"You know it's a holiday weekend, right?"
Renee stifled a sigh. "I'll be out by noon at the latest." Most were preparing barbecue meals for their Memorial Day celebrations, but Renee already had that covered. Her fingers tapped over the paper planner open next to her laptop. Shaded areas of various colors blocked out all her activities.
"No rush, Miss Clark. You have a good day now."
"You too." With a wave, Darby shuffled away, leaving her in peace. As she replaced her headphones, a vibration radiated up her fingers. With barely a glance at her phone screen, she shoved it in her bag. It wouldn't bother her there. Everyone she cared about knew her morning work hours were from 6 to 11, and she still had an hour to go. Renee rolled her shoulders and inhaled a calming breath. The window across the hall was the only one facing the distant ocean, which was why she always chose that working space. It didn't quite match up to the golden dunes and the relaxing waves from the Long Island Sound in front of her house, but the sliver of water in the distance and the ambient beach sounds in her playlists were enough to get the job done. Once she had centered herself, Renee glanced at Kate's grin staring back at her from the screen. Between projects, Renee had promised to help her sister set up a wedding website. It was a little over a month before she'd watch Kate walk down the aisle, and she couldn't help feeling the 10-year gap between them like a lead weight in her stomach. Renee hoped Kate was making the right decision. 23 was so young, and most of the tourists Renee observed in town over the summer months were older than that and usually traveled in groups of singles. If Kate waited a few more years, she could be sure she wasn't jumping into marriage too soon. Jordan and Kate had been inseparable since high school, and Kate hadn't ever strayed. Renee couldn't help but worry that Kate had picked the only guy she had ever dated as her life partner. Renee clicked the folder on the cloud drive, opening over 200 pictures that Kate had shared. Some of the images were recent, but a lot of them were from years ago, mostly Kate with Jordan and their friends, but a few sparked memories for Renee. Kate's childhood was much more carefree than hers. Tendrils of a black cloud hanging over her own childhood blurred her thoughts. She tried to push them away the moment they appeared. When brides contacted Renee to work on...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?